What's up, Hoopball Nation? It's Brandon Marcus from the Hoopball Clippers podcast. We're chatting about an exciting time in Clipperland with Kawhi Leonard and Paul George looking to lead the team to an NBA title. Tune in to hear guests ranging from TV voice Brian Seaman and radio voice Noah Eagle to various beat writers and team bloggers. Follow the podcast on Twitter at Hoopball Clips and follow me at BD Marcus. Looking forward to having you tune in.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hoop Ballers! Welcome back to another episode of Today in Sports Betting. We are back. It is Tuesday. It is lunchtime on the East Coast. And I'm joined with the baseball guru, my good friend, the caveman himself, Devin Ellington. Devin, what is up, my man?
Oh, you know, not too much. Just a typical morning here in Oklahoma, chasing wolves out of the yard, you know.
Well, that's fine, because you look like a wolf, so they must think you're part of the pack.
Touche.
Before we jump, we got a big slate of games, Devin, today. Before we jump in on a busy Tuesday, just want to give a shout-out to our sponsors over at Manscaped.com. They have the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0, and their water-resistant technology allows you to groom in the shower because, you know, like I always say, where else are we going to do it, right? The water-resistant technology is key. Go to Manscaped.com. Go pick one up. I love mine. Devin loves his. You should, too. Type in the promo code HOOPBALL20, that's HOOPBALL20, at manscaped.com. Get 20% off and free shipping. Once again, that's HOOPBALL20 at manscaped.com. Get 20% off and free shipping. Devin, we got a fun, interesting slate here. We got some double headers. We got some regular games. But before we kick off into that, What a fun night last night. We got the Giants team total. We got the call, my call on the Blue Jays when they're down, maybe take them live against the Yankees because I didn't want to lay the minus 130 to start the game. I was out at a family barbecue, so I didn't have the opportunity to do so. But hopefully all those hoop ballers out there listening followed my advice on that game and cashed some big tickets there at plus money.
Yeah, you had some nice calls last night. And collectively, I think we had a pretty solid night. Threw a push in there, the 220 on the Clippers-Nuggets game. But, you know, that happens from time to time.
Yeah, I took the Clippers live last night when they were down 10 to win the game at minus 125. Just as a pick, I could have taken them -2.5. And I just was like, I'm going to wait till we get down to pick them here. I think Devin hit a couple more shots. They called it. They did. They called a timeout. I was able to grab the Clippers at minus 125 on the pick. So that was fun. I had just gotten back from the BBQ. So had a nice little profitable evening there with the NBA. Like I said, live betting NBA is always the most profitable place to do it. But yeah, Devin, we had a nice night minus the Navy. So Navy let us down, but
A smidge.
That's why I said you got to proceed with caution. It's going to be a small bet. Small bet to start the season here. But overall pretty decent night. So hopefully those hoop ballers out there made some money with us last night. We had some really good calls there. I mean, you got the under in the Cleveland game first five, so that was good.
I also hit first five Houston, Oakland under, and then full game.
And Oakland won the game, right? I had a little call there with the Oakland Athletics as well. Yes, and and I think I gave out the Marlins at plus 180.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. You did. Yeah, we were both in favor of the Marlins. They won 5-4, so the under of 9, over under pushed in extras. They won in the top of the 10.
Yeah, so nuggets of information, some key tickets cashing there. Hopefully we can do it again today. Let's kick us off today with a doubleheader game. We got the Minnesota Twins and Berrios on the mound for the Twins against the St. Louis Cardinals and Martinez. The Twins are minus 130 here. Cardinals plus 110, over under 6.5 in this one. Shaded the over, minus 125. Cardinals, you know, they're kind of a Jekyll and Hyde team this year, especially with this where they had the layoff with Corona. Some days they get the bats going. Some days they're just putting up zeros. I never know what you're going to get with this team. On the other hand, the Twins, we all know what they can do. The Minnesota home run bombers. I don't know what you like here, but I would lean Twins minus the 130 here as a short road favorite. What about you?
Yeah, so I'm actually looking at the over, just, you know, with Berrios being on the mound as well as this Cardinals pitcher. It's just a combat Carlos Martinez. You know, he's got a 14.74 ERA. He's bounced in and out of injuries. You know, he's missed years with elbow issues. So if anyone's going to, you know, be able to take advantage of it, I believe it is going to be these Twins bats, like you said, you know, with their potency. I'm looking at the first five, or, well, it's a seven-inning game, but first half over also. Get some runs early. Jose Berrios has been struggling lately himself. He's been one of the weak spots of that rotation.
So you probably like the full game over 6.5 as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, guys, you heard it here. First Twins, first five over, full game over. Check that out. We got another doubleheader game here to kick things off. We got the Boston Red Sox against the Philadelphia Phillies. Phillies rolling out Eflin on the mound and Perez on the mound for the Red Sox. Phillies are a $2 favorite here against the Red Sox and their bats at plus 170. Over under 7.5 in this 7-inning game. I don't know about you. Phillies have come alive lately, but I don't know if I really trust Eflin on the mound for the Phillies against this Red Sox team. Can you convince me otherwise, or are you on the same side here?
I mean, you can trust Eflin, but you still got this Phillies bullpen. So, I mean, that's where my struggles come in on backing them. Maybe look at a Phillies first five bet to cover.
It's a 7-inning game.
Yeah. Gosh, I keep doing that. Yeah. First half to cover. It's probably at, you know, 0.5 or, you know, a run right now. So they're a better team, obviously, and sending out the better pitcher. But another thing to consider, I would say maybe look at the under. Because if Eflin does go deep, I mean, he's made a couple good starts recently. And then Perez for the Red Sox has actually been a bright spot.
If you look at his last start here, Eflin against the Nationals, nonetheless, mm-hmm. 6 innings, 7 hits, 4 runs. He has an ERA on the season of almost 4.5.
Yeah, yeah. He did have a couple – his first two starts were, like, pretty meh. But, you know, it's weird with these – 7-inning games, and then with teams that have terrible bullpens, it could turn into a bullpen game within the first inning and a third. So
yeah, I mean, if you look at Perez's stats, Martin Perez here for the Red Sox, he's been okay in his last few starts here. The only bad start he had was against the Nationals, gave up 6 runs on 8 hits. But if you look at his last start against the Blue Jays, 6 2/3, 3 hits, 1 run. 2 games prior to that, 5 hits, 1 run, 7 innings against the Orioles. Against the Yankees before that, 3 runs on 2 hits in 3 innings.
How many walks has he given up in these starts? Low numbers?
Unfortunately, I do not see that here.
Sorry to put you on the spot.
Yeah, no, I'm just limited here. But you would think that he does walk some guys, especially when you're giving up 2 hits and 3 runs against the Yankees in 3. You got to think that there's some bases on balls there. But, yeah, and I don't want to spend too much more time on this game, but I'd probably lean plus 170 with the Red Sox, just a little bit of value, yeah. Especially with their bats. And the Phillies, usually when they're a $2 favorite this season, if memory serves me correct, they just haven't been backing the backers at $2 or more here. So I'm going to maybe take a shot here with the Red Sox. Do with it as you – with what you will – you know, but like I said, it's going to be a tough one, but I would probably lean Red Sox or pass here in this one. Next game on the board, Devin, we got the Tampa Bay Rays and Yarbrough on the mound, the lefty for the Rays against the Washington Nationals. And I believe it's Anibal Sanchez here. Yarbrough is minus 160 for the Rays. Sanchez plus 135 here for the Nationals, over under 9.5. You got to think here that you just got to back the Tampa Bay Rays. Once again, everyone knows I'm very low on the Nationals this year with the season win total. They continue to disappoint. I don't know if they have any injuries. If the same – I forget who – Rendon missed yesterday. Not Rendon. Soto missed yesterday?
Yeah. He's out for this week, I believe, indefinitely.
You would think that the Nationals winning 6-1 yesterday against the Rays, you got to think you'd have to take the Rays here against the Nationals. Sanchez, not one of my favorite pitchers in the league. Let's put it that way.
Washed up.
Yeah. So I think I'd back the Rays here -160. And any thoughts for the over under for you?
So I have a few different plays on this game. This is actually my favorite of the day just because Anibal Sanchez is involved. I'm looking at first inning over perhaps. You know, he always, you know, struggles to find his command early, and at times he never finds it. But then also I'm looking at over 2.5 at -120 for the team total for the first half for the Rays, and then over team total 5 for the Rays. And then, you know, just some more first half over stuff just because Anibal Sanchez and Yarbrough even, you know, Yarbrough has given up some early runs within the first couple of innings, the last two starts, I think. So something to keep an eye on.
All right. Another doubleheader game we have here, the Oakland Athletics, Houston Astros. We got Montas on the mound for the A's. Zach Greinke on the mound for the Houston Astros. Astros -135. Athletics +115 here. And I'm just going to go ahead and say it again. Montas has struggled a little bit this season, but I think I'm going to have to back him here as a better team and at plus money. I'm going to go ahead and back the A's here +115 in this first game of the doubleheader. Any thoughts for you here?
Yeah, so with the A's, Montas was supposed to start last night.
And then he got scratched for Bassett, correct?
Right, correct. So far what I'm seeing, just general observation, 73% of the money and 69% of the bet percentage is coming in on Houston.
Gotta pay the public.
Yep. We're going contrarian here because I honestly like the spot for Oakland, even with Greinke being on the mound. If memory serves right, recently even this season, they've had some decent success against Greinke. Greinke's got a higher ERA than what he normally does for his career. So for it being a divisional game and these two teams being real competitive, I'm also looking at maybe the under. First half under even will get me a little bit of attention from me. But you know, Matt Chapman, just to throw a couple guys out there, hitting .240, not a high average, but .811 on the OPS. And then you got guys like Robbie Grossman, just solid platoon guys for the A's, .929 OPS against righties. So you know, another great game night to watch between these two teams. Last night's was a grinded out sweater, so I think tonight's going to be the same. I like that +115 on Oakland. It's just a real nice value. I can't back Houston too much right now. Their bullpen is just so shaky and fractured right now with injury.
Yeah, I'm with you there, and those are the exact reasons why I like the Oakland Athletics today and Frankie Montas, even though he's been a little shaky this season. Next game on the board, we got the Kansas City Royals. We know I love me some Royals sometimes against the Indians and McKenzie. Can you convince me why I shouldn't be taking the value here with the Royals at +185, +190?
You know, I'm not going to spend too much time on that because, you know, if you look at pitching matchup, sure, McKenzie like had a really good start, but I think it was his debut or something like that. So he's due for a rough one. And the Royals bats, they do this thing where they just, you know, disappear, then they come back. And they come back in unexpected situations and, you know, usually in spots like they're in tonight at a +80, +190, you know, money line spot. So I like that take on the full game. But I still got to keep rolling with the first five unders with these Cleveland Indians. It's just something that keeps happening. I don't think the runs are going to be scored until late in the game, maybe fifth or sixth inning. But, yeah, look for that first five under for me. And then, Iris call on a good value on the Royals perhaps.
Yeah, I just think that you have a lot of value here. I think that the Royals bats are better than people think that they are. And I think that, you know, I just think that there's just value. I mean, it's just such a big number, and the Royals bats can definitely get it going. If you look at Yunis's stats here against the last start he made was against the Indians. He went 4 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, no walks. You know, and the He's only given up two runs in his last four starts. He doesn't pitch a long time, Devin.
Right.
When he does pitch, he's pretty efficient. Four innings usually, two runs in his last four starts. His ERA is coming a little bit down here. I think it's fine. I think that the Royals here is a decent play at +185, +190.
Probably some of the best value as far as the money line goes tonight. You know, it's a big
slate. And I'm sure all the tickets are going to be on the Indians.
Probably so. Let me check for you. Bet percentage, 72%. Oh, wow. Wow. 90% of the money, though.
90%. On what?
Oh, on the Royals.
90% of their money. Yeah, it's still early, though, man. It's still early.
True.
Then that could be some sharp action. You know, maybe I don't know what the line opened up overnight. It could have been higher. I didn't get a chance to check it out. So
it opened Cleveland -240.
Yeah, so it's already come down here. You know, take it. Do what you will with it. I like the Royals tonight. I think that at 185, 190, it's decent value. I think that they could put up some runs, making competitive. I think that the line should be more like +165.
Sure.
So I just think there's a little bit of value here, and I think that you got to roll with it and see what happens. Second game of the doubleheader, we got the Minnesota Twins and the Cardinals. Cardinals rolling out D. Ponce de Leon against Dobnak for the Twins. The Twins -135, Cardinals +115, over under 7, shaded the over -120. Any thoughts for you here on this one? I'm not too familiar with Dobnak, so just give me a little rundown here on what's going on with the pitching matchup.
First of all, if you've never Googled the image of this guy, do it right now. Randy Dobnak. He's got a sick handlebar thing going on.
Let's see. I know this guy.
Yeah. Also, he's really freaking good. I think he has a sub-1 whip, so he does not – put people on hardly ever. And he's a surprising strikeout pitcher. I think he usually gets 4 or 5. He's a power pitcher, can pitch to contact. He doesn't have to.
Got a pretty good ERA this season.
Yeah. What is it? 1.5?
No, let's say 2.72 on the season, but his career is 2.25.
Sure.
Last start against the Tigers, no runs, 4 hits, 5 innings, 1 walk. Minus the second prior start, which was a rough
one. Yeah, he had a rough one.
Yeah, but besides for that, I mean, he's pretty solid.
I've used him in DFS a lot this year, and he's solid for a good 20 points. And, you know, somehow he does it. He gets lots of outs. He just does. And he's got a good defensive infield behind him.
So you're telling me the Twins here are -135 and then game two is a doubleheader.
Yeah, and, you know – again, I'm just suckers for it. I'm a sucker for it right now. These first five under or first 3.5 unders, just especially on the second leg. It's an angle I've liked doing with these doubleheaders, the second leg, especially with a good pitcher. And then Ponce de Leon struggled a lot, but he's starting to curve it down a little bit to the better, statistical measures.
I mean, his last start was a rough one.
That one was, yes, you got me there.
He didn't even pitch an inning, gave up 4 runs on 2 hits, 4 walks.
So it was an outlier. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I don't know how much I trust him here. But, yeah, I like the Twins -135 here. I'm not sure if I like the under first half, but, you're the expert when it comes to that. So we'll roll with it. Devin, next game on the board, we got my Toronto Blue Jays again against the New York Yankees. Hap on the mound for the Yankees. Walker on the mound for the Blue Jays. Over under 10.5 here. Shady the under at -115. Blue Jays -115 favorites in this one. Hap and the Yankees -105. Pretty even split here on the money line. Hard for me to back the Yankees with Hap on the mound.
Yeah, Hap alone.
He's something else, that guy.
It's a haphazard.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good one. I like that.
I just need to point it out and make it blatantly fluorescent here. I'm going to just put the records out for these teams. Toronto is 23-18. The Yankees are 21-20.
So, no, Blue Jays playing great baseball.
Great ball right now. Great ball. I think they've won, 7 of their last 10 at least. I'll find that out very, very soon. All right, 6 of 4 in their last 10. But, they are they're beating teams that they should beat. That's the thing.
Yeah, and they're second in the AL East. They're ahead of the Yankees. Mm-hmm. Just 4.5 games back of the Tampa Bay Rays. They're playing some good ball. I like the Blue Jays. I don't know if I like them tonight.
Sure.
Yeah. I think this is just a pass game for me.
Yeah.
Anything I would look at the over first half, over full game. Mm-hmm. Hap likes to give up a lot of runs.
I'm maybe going to take a peek at a Yankees team total. It's at 5. If it was like 6, I was going to look at a Yankees team total under. Because Taijuan Walker's sneaky good heat right now. Veteran guy, kind of still holding down a roster spot, was traded for at the deadline by the Blue Jays.
All right. Well, yeah, I think it's a pass game for me. Maybe just look at the total here. Next game on the board, we got Cease and the White Sox against the Pirates and Musgrove. Cease and the White Sox, -140. Pirates, +120 here. I do like the Pirates this year. They can get the bats going.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Time to time, but I think I'm just going to have to roll with the Chicago White Sox here and Dylan Cease at -140. Any thoughts for you here?
I think that's the spot to go on right now. The White Sox are playing good ball. Their bats are hot. The Pirates strike out a ton. If they're not dead last, or if they're not first in the league in strikeouts per game as an offense, then they're top three, if I'm not mistaken. But I don't have a big opinion bank on this game here. White Sox bats are pretty decent versus left-handed or right-handed pitching. So maybe look at a Dylan Cease strikeout prop over if you get a low number like 4 or 5.
Interesting. I like that one. We got the Milwaukee Brewers and Hauser against Turnbull and the Tigers. Man, I don't know if you can guess where I'm going here, but I'm going to go with the big bats. And that is not the Milwaukee Brewers. I'm going with Turnbull and the Tigers at plus money, +130. Turnbull's been pretty decent this year.
Yeah, he has.
He's got a lot of zip on his fastball this year. And he's been playing pretty good ball overall, I would say, from an eye test.
Yeah, his last start was a decent one, real decent. The two ones before that, though, he just got into some self-imposed, thick grass before the second or third inning. And he just lost control with his sinker, and he just, was throwing balls in the dirt. But no, he's looked good the, last start and a half. And these Detroit Tigers bats, they are heating up right now, believe it or not. I lost a couple of, overlay and DraftKings lineups because of Tigers bats being hot. So, Victor Reyes specifically hitting .310 against righties, .830 OPS. They got three guys in the 800s at 859, 890, and 830 as far as OPS goes against righties. And then 920 from Willy Castro, and he's hitting 367. So the meat of that lineup is looking pretty nice. I'm maybe looking at Detroit's team total over 3.5. It's minus 123 right now.
Yeah, I don't hate that. Yeah, Spencer Turnbull's been really good here for the Tigers. He was roughed up in his last outing against the Brewers, so expect a bounce back game from him tonight against the same Brewers team at home. I like the plus 130 here. Yeah. Next game on the board, we got Sanchez on the mound for the Marlins against Wright for the Braves. Minus 125 for the Braves. Marlins plus 105. Over-under is 9.5. Shade to the under, minus 120. I have no opinion on this one. Well, give me something.
You know, it opened at plus 125 for the Marlins. And, you know, and again, you know, this may be being redundant. It is early. But I am a sucker for eyeballing the market in the most tedious ways just because I like to see how it flows. It's down to plus 110. Over 9.5 at even money is a little enticing. I'm looking for Sanchez to have a decent start, but right with that 7 ERA alone, and the Atlanta Braves bullpen right now is among the league's worst in the last 5 or 10 games. They've just kind of started faltering here. They were so good for a while, but recently it's just been pretty bad. The plus money for Miami looks good, but those are complete just slight leans for me. Yeah, no true conviction with that.
Yeah, we had the Marlins yesterday, but not today. I'm going to pass on this one here. Yeah. Maybe look at the over 9.5 at even money. We got the Orioles against the Mets. Waka on the mound for the Mets. And Waka Flocka Flocka Mets against the Means and the Orioles. I feel like this is a repeat of a pitching matchup we saw about a week ago. Waka loves to Waka is really not as good as I think he is.
Yeah, so just to get off on a miniature tangent here, Waka and Lance Lynn were in that same Cardinals pitching rotation. And out of the two guys, most people probably would have thought that Waka would have sustained the most or, you know, the better, aged the best. But as we know, this is a Lance Lynn supportive show, at least in one half. But anyways, the over in this game is probably in play just because John Means is on the mound. The Mets love hitting lefties. Michael Waka with his – I mean, we got a 15 ERA combined between the starters. And then the Mets have that terrible bullpen, so –
Yeah, I like the over 9. I also slight lean to the Orioles at plus 150, but not no real opinion on the game except for the over 9 runs here. Yeah. Moving east to west here, we're starting to get into the West, Midwest, West Coast games to finish off the baseball night here. We got the Angels and Heaney, the lefty on the mound for them, minus 130 against Lance Lynn, your boy.
Hey, look at that transit. I did not plan that at all, I promise.
And the Rangers at plus 110, over under 8, shade to the over, minus 115. What do you got to say about this one and your boy, Lance Lynn?
You know, this is just going to be a major letdown spot. I actually have nothing at all to say about this game.
I like the Angels minus 130.
That's kind of what I was thinking, too. Heaney's been putting together some solid starts. He got his ERA down from a 5 down to sub 4. So
yeah, not only that, the Angels bats are pretty good. They have a solid lineup. Like if they could just get like a little bit of pitching help.
Right. And, that bullpen's the only thing that scares me.
Yeah. No, I do like the bats for the Angels. I mean, you got some guys in the middle of the lineup that can really hit the ball, and they're always scary, especially with a 100-year-old Albert Pujols in there, you know. So
yeah, he can always pop one.
He can always pop one. You know, it's either a strikeout or a home run with that guy. You never know.
Yeah.
But I think Lynn's vulnerable today against these bats, and I would go minus 130 on the Angels. Your Cubbies and Mills against Molly and the Reds, minus 110 to both sides here. Even matchup. Nobody knows what to bet on. Over-under is 7.5, minus 115 to the over. I like the over 7.5 here. Any thoughts for you?
That's kind of what I was looking at. These two pitch – I mean, don't get me wrong. Mills is a great pitcher for us, but he's been up and down, and you never know if you're going to get the bases loaded from walks from him or if he's going to be shut out. So same with Molly, but you know, it's in Wrigley Field. Let me, you know, I'm a nerd, so let me check the wind. Holy cow, 16 miles per hour in. Man. TBD on this one. I don't have.
The only reason I like the 7.5 here is because it's a low number. These both these teams can get. They don't need to necessarily hit home runs to score right. runs. You know what I
right.
mean?
Right.
And Molle, you know, he's vulnerable.
Yeah. Both bullpens have been struggling lately. We've been not been able to get some guys in scoring position as of late. We being the Cubs, because I'm a total, you know, dire part of that team. Yeah, I don't know. No true opinion. I don't know.
Now, Devin, we have a huge, huge favorite in the next game.
Yeah.
And that is the San Diego Padres and rolling out, I think, is this his first start for them, the Clevinger?
No, this is his second.
And second
he actually
start.
He got roughed up in his first.
So he got a second start here for Clevinger against the Rockies and Gonzalez. Gonzalez and the Rockies plus $2. Padres minus 245 here, over under 9 runs. Shaded to the under at minus 115. First glance, I want to say over. And maybe the Rockies at $2?
I mean, it's just so high. I mean, they're still just a game under 500. I know they've been struggling, like, real bad lately. It's a pitcher's ballpark out there at Petco in San Diego. So I was actually looking at this spot thinking that Clevinger's going to come out and just have a really great game. You know, he's going to be locked in. He didn't do great his first time out with his new team, so he wants to make sure that they know what they traded for. So this is a statement game for Clevinger. And I know not a lot of people are big on narrative, but I like to take everything into account. Not to mention he's a decent pitcher. He's a good pitcher, in general, but plus 199 plus 196
for me to pass up that kind of value with these bats in Colorado, especially going up against a right-handed pitcher.
Exactly. They love righties. Charlie Blackmon specifically. I think he's still hitting over 400 against them this year. Here's one for you. San Diego first half. Colorado full game.
Lock it in. Let's go.
Yeah, let's do it.
Why not? Why not?
All right. There it is.
All right, we'll take it. And I kind of lean over the 9 runs there as well, but no real conviction, just a little bit of a lean there. Dodgers, Diamondbacks, Walker Buehler on the mound against Weaver for the Diamondbacks. Diamondbacks plus 210, Dodgers minus 260, over under 9 runs. Shade to the over minus 120. I have no opinion because I don't like giving out minus 260 favorites.
Yeah.
So, and the minus 1.5 is minus 170, which is very rich. So I'm just going to pass on this game completely, but I just don't see a way the Diamondbacks win this one.
They won't. Luke Weaver's on the mound. And I mean, don't get me wrong. He pitched into the sevens last time out, which surprised me. He got his ERA down under 8. But it's still Luke Weaver. He's not the best Weaver pitcher out of his family. Yeah, no true opinion on this game either. You're not going to find any value anywhere, so don't spend your money in this game.
And the last game of the night on the baseball slate, we got the San Francisco Giants and Webb on the mound, minus 165 against Newsom, the righty for the Mariners, plus 140, over under 9 runs, minus 105 to the over, minus 115. To the under here. We hit on the San Francisco Giants team total last night, over 3.5 runs. Tonight, it is 4.5 minus 120 to the over.
Yeah.
Any thoughts for you on this game? Are you looking at maybe a Mariners team total? Are you looking at a Giants team total? Are you looking at this game at all, Devin?
I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it, Ira. I mean, this is this series right here, actually, just as a baseball fan, this is one to enjoy. I mean, you got two teams that weren't really supposed to do much, littered with young talent and some veteranship presence. Yeah, I mean, this is just going to be a fun game. At first glance, I like plus 140 for the Mariners. They're the most profitable team on the money line in the majors this year. I think they're just killing it. I don't remember the exact numbers, so, you know, nothing to fact check there. But the over at plus money, at even money, over 9, I think that's very feasible. Now, I will say there are some guys that are, you know, on the injury report that are important for both these teams, and that's the only reason I bring him up. Sean Haggerty, this prospect that's been just doing some good things offensively out of left field, he's out. But Evan Longoria and Alex Dickerson, both for the Giants, middle of the lineup, both have been just raking the last 5-6 games, are both questionable, so they might be without them. But still, I like that over. And I'm leaning the Mariners again tonight. I mean, it's just they helped me out with the you know, the run line bet at plus 130 last night. So they're treating me good, and I just, you know, I'm going to try to keep rolling with it.
I got a question for you, Devin. We're done with the baseball slate. We're going to move on. But do you see the news out of the Cleveland today about Odell Beckham allegedly likes to get pooped on?
Ooh. I did not see that. That's hot news, though. Let me check Twitter. I'm getting into it.
Barstool tweeted it, and that's what I'm reading. And then, you know, that company Wipes or Dude Wipes or something.
Oh, yeah.
They retweeted it with a comment and said, I think we found our new sponsor, our new spokesman. So that was pretty funny.
Oh, wait, he's trending. Yep, here it is.
Yeah, he's super trending.
Cleveland
right
Steamer.
The Cleveland Steamer. Yep. Ooh. Very odd. But no, let's not talk about that too much. A little weird, but we'll see in the next few hours or days what Odell.
Oh, that's terrible. That's terrible.
A little strange. Thought I'd drop it in there prior to the NFL season starting here in a few days.
So. I already saw some really good GIFs and memes in there. I'm digging into that later. Thanks, Ira. There's some gold in there.
Well, let's move on. We got the Vegas Golden Knights tonight, minus 155 against the Dallas Stars. You're going to have Leonard in net for the Vegas Golden Knights.
You called it. You said that yesterday.
And Khudobin back in goal for the Dallas Stars. You know, I had Vegas in game one at minus 165, minus 170. They let me down, even though they only lost 1-0. They were super outplayed. They should have lost that game 4-0. Marc-Andre Fleury had a pretty solid game. After giving up a goal on his first shot on goal by the Dallas Stars, you can't play much worse than the Vegas Golden Knights did the other night and still only lost 1-0. So I got to roll back here with the Vegas Golden Knights, minus 155, a little bit on the -1.5, plus 165. And over the 5.5 goals tonight, I like that as well. So that's my NHL breakdown for you. Hopefully we win, and hopefully we keep going and rolling on the ice. Had over 5 last night in the hockey game. There were 10 total goals scored.
that was easy.
A little fun. Yeah, that was pretty no sweat, easy winner blowout. You know what I mean? So let's keep it going here with the hockey. Vegas tonight, sprinkle a little bit on the puck line. Money line minus 155, and let's roll.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
All right, we got a couple NBA matches to talk about. We got the Miami Heat -4.5 against the Bucks. You got to think Giannis isn't playing with that line out there, -4.5. Over under 218.5, shade to both sides of -110. Bucks to win this game are +165. Man, it's hard for me not to back the Heat here, especially without Giannis on the court.
Yeah.
True opinion. I'm just going to watch, maybe see if there's an opportunity with my eye test to get a little in-game live wagering action going. But if you know, if Miami can take a big lead, I might roll back with the Bucks plus, you know, 12, 13, 14.
Yeah.
Something like that. It's a big number. If I can get a big number on either side, I might roll with it. So as a dog. So we'll see there. Make sure you you know, stand by on Twitter. I'm at Ira Silver Magic. Devin's at DALE007. We're at Hoopball Gaming. Go ahead and you know, hit that alert button. You know, you never know when a live bet will be posted on the Twitter machine. Yeah. Also, guys, you know, we love you guys listening to us. We love the dedication, the loyalty to the show. If you can go on to the Apple Store, to the podcast page, go ahead and rate us 5 stars, maybe throw a little review if you like us. Not to say you do or you don't. Hopefully we're making you a little money and you do.
Maybe throw a bet in there that you won with our
yes, whatever it is, you know, we'd love to hear from you on the on the iTunes page, and if you could rate us 5 stars, be greatly appreciated. We, you know, we do this out of the kindness of our hearts, and we try to get you as much info as we can, and we just love doing it. Devin and I are just fanatics, and you know, we just love giving out some winners, and hopefully more winners and losers. You know, we win some, lose some, but hopefully we win more than we lose. So if you can do that for us, that'd be fantastic. We'd appreciate it. It would mean the world to us. Second game on the NBA slate. Last game of the night, we got the Los Angeles Lakers minus 5.5 against the Houston Rockets, +5.5, -115 to the Rockets side. Over under 222.5. This is a game where I'm looking at the, you know, I was successful with the Rockets the other night in game wagering, plus I believe it was like 12.5, 13.5, 15.5.
Yeah.
So definitely made some money there. So look for an opportunity to bet either side again. So if the Rockets go up by like 15, maybe come back with the Lakers at +4.5, 5.5. Or if the Lakers go up by 15, look at the Rockets +13, 14, 15.5.
Yeah. I think that's a good number.
Yeah, this game's all about runs, Lakers, Rockets especially. So that's kind of where I'm leaning on this one. Any thoughts for you, Devin? Any referee?
I was just about to say, I got to get my one referee dig take. So Pat Frahier, Mark Davis, and Trey Maddox are your refs tonight. Pat Frahier has a 28-25 record to the under, 28 unders, 25 overs. Mark Davis, 28-23 to the under. So both those guys over 50%, but then you got this Trey Maddox guy who's 20-33 to the over. So I still like the under in this one. I think the defense of the Lakers will probably lock in early in the game. So I don't think you're going to have to see too many second half adjustments. And I think it's just going to be about shot making and shot creation, you know, and team play in the second half. And, you know, for what it's worth so far, 95% of the money's on the under.
I love it. I love the information. Guys, make sure you go check out our other sponsor, mybookie.ag. Go sign up for an account. Get 100% match on your first deposit, and you'll also get a free $10 MLB future wager. Just go to mybookie.ag, type in the promo code HOOPBALL. That's HOOPBALL, HOOPBALL, to get that first match on your first deposit and a free $10 MLB future wager. Make sure you go ahead and follow us on Twitter. We have a lot of banter. We love hearing from you guys. Make sure you know, tune in and, you know, chat with us throughout the night when the bets are rolling and the games are in play. I'm at Iris Silver Magic. Devin's at DALE007. We're at Hoopball Gaming. Make sure you please, we would love it and appreciate it if you go ahead and give us 5 stars on the podcast page on Apple, iTunes, and write us a little review. Love to hear from you guys. Thank you so much again for joining us, and we'll see you mañana.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.